This is Fresh Air. Ever since the economic meltdown of 2008, Hollywood's been telling stories about the financial world, as in the Oscar-nominated film The Big Short. The latest is Billions, a new Showtime series that begins Sunday night. It stars Paul Giamatti as a U.S. attorney who goes after a successful hedge fund manager, played by English actor Damian Lewis, best known here as Nicholas Brody on Homeland. Our critic-at-large John Powers says the show has its pulpy charms.
Money doesn't talk, sang Bob Dylan. It swears. This is almost literally true in the blizzard of books, movies, and TV shows about our financial one-percenters. If our wolves of Wall Street love anything more than obscene wealth, it's obscene language. These guys, and they are mainly guys, don't trust anyone who's shy about dropping F-bombs. Who's effing who and how is one of the governing metaphors of Billions, a new Showtime series whose opening shot features one of its lead characters trussed up and awaiting a dominatrix. Though my heart sank when I saw this, such an image is truth in advertising. This is a show about power relationships, one that's positively shameless in its desire to grab you. Billions is built around the collision of two megalomaniacal power brokers, both played by actors who specialize in characters you can't trust. That Pavarotti of prickliness, Paul Giamatti, is Chuck Rhodes, a well-born U.S. attorney with just enough conscience that he can't completely enjoy his vaulting ambition. The calculating Rhodes dreams of being governor, which will be easier if he takes the scalp of a financial high flyer. Enter Bobby Axe Axelrod, played by perma-slippery Damian Lewis, far different here than in Homeland. He's a hedge fund maestro who presents himself as a regular guy, but is actually the kind of thug who remembers and avenges slights decades later. At first, Rhodes worries about going after Axe, who's popular because of his casual dress, blue-collar origins, and canny post-9/11 donations. But when Axe courts bad publicity by deciding to buy a staggeringly expensive house, Rhodes thinks it's safe to make his move. But there are complications. For starters, Rhodes' psychologist wife, Wendy, niftily played by Maggie Siff, is a longtime life coach at Axelrod's firm. And naturally, Axe fights back. His personal fixer, played with a mortician's sang-froid by Terry Kinney, instantly starts targeting Rhodes' staff and family. Here in the opening episode, Rhodes and Axe bump into each other and immediately begin firing shots of testosterone across one another's bow.
You learn anything from my talk?
Volumes. You stand for mine?
I know your act. You sending me messages? Because I'm here.
Well, kids in my office really thought you might buy that house. And I told them, you got big but not that big.
They're right. I'll probably pass. It's so nice, though, you know. Feels like you're part of the beach and ocean. And all that air out there, you know about it. Your daddy's got a little place out there. He must let you use a bedroom some weekends if you say please.
Walk away.
I should. But then again, what's the point of having you money if you never say you?
Billions was created by the screenwriting team of Brian Koppelman and David Levien, who wrote Ocean's 13, among others, along with New York Times financial columnist Andrew Ross Sorkin. Together, they come up with a plot that doesn't even aspire to the earnestness of an old-fashioned Hollywood morality play. The show's basically a glossy melodrama. And it offers a melodrama's pleasures. The action clips right along, with punchy dialogue, twists and machinations, gratuitous premium cable nudity, and lots of prime acting moments. Lewis showing Axe's affability melt into ruthlessness, Giamatti's blend of righteousness and bullying when Rhodes yells at a stranger for not cleaning up after his dog. They're really good. But their effing machismo lacks inner dimension and often feels a bit generic. We've heard these alpha dogs bark many times before. The female roles feel fresher. Axe's wife Lara, played by Malin Ackerman, seems like a perky nice girl. But she's a smiler with a knife. And the show's juiciest and most original character is Wendy Rhodes, who hears everyone's secret feelings. Loyal to both her husband and to Axe, to what extent we can't be sure, this gifted psychologist plays the deepest game of all. Wendy uses her role as a confessor slash advisor to nudge people into doing what she wants. She admits that such manipulation turns her on. It turns us on, too. The show perks up whenever she's on screen. When I heard that Andrew Ross Sorkin was involved with Billions, I hoped he would use his inside knowledge to depict the workings of money and power with the same precision that David Simon brought to The Wire. In fact, this series doesn't really care about such authenticity. In a way, this is hardly surprising. It's hard to explain, for example, what hedge funds do without losing or boring the audience. The thing that's done it best, The Big Short, jumped through all sorts of stylistic hoops to demystify the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis and the financial instruments that helped spawn it. You'll find none of those hoops here. The show is so eager to keep us watching that it can't be bothered to show us how the world actually works. An entertaining fantasy, Billions teaches you as much about the financial world as Empire teaches you about the music business, or House of Cards does The Road to the White House.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed the new Showtime series Billions, which begins on Sunday. On Monday, as the nation remembers Martin Luther King, Regina Mason tells us about tracing the history of her great-great-great-grandfather, William Grimes, who was the first fugitive slave to publish his own story. That was in 1825 when he was 40, living in Connecticut after escaping from a plantation in Savannah. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.